You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. It's happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Give it to you. Everybody out in New York City at the parade. We didn't need to be in the parade. We got our own parade going on here. I got Mollywood, the Green Lantern.
She's right over there.
I got the food at the I got Mad Dog in the house. I got Little Mad Dog right over there. I got Tatiana over there ready to go in munch. I got a whole studio full of people ready to eat up all the food. But before we do anything, it's first take in the house, by the way. No tie today, very nice. But next time, wear a V-neck shirt under there instead of...
Oh, that's what you got to do. Come on now. You look good, though.
That's a nice jacket. You see, you started off right.
Nice
first takes in the house. He knows what time it is.
It is my favorite holiday. Food, family, football, first take, fun, all of it. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Mad Dog, happy
on a Thursday.
Turkey Day.
Love to be here. He looks sharp as a tack.
This is a Thanksgiving feel for me.
It is. I had to give you the Thanksgiving feel. I had to pull this out. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy to have you. Happy Thanksgiving. Always thankful for you. You know that.
Yes.
And the rest of the crew here, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I just have one condition today. One condition only. Nobody touches the wings. They belong to me. Other than that, we go.
Okay.
We go.
We're fair.
The wings are mine.
Good deal. And I just want to say quickly on this Thanksgiving, thank you to everyone at home who watches us, who supports us. We so appreciate you. And to the entire First Take crew that makes this show possible, we are extremely grateful every day that we get to do this. So thank you.
No problem.
The Giants.
Tough game.
My Giants.
Tough
I'm nervous.
Game.
Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
A hobbled Giants team dealing with a myriad of injuries coming off a terrible loss to Detroit will head to Jerry's World to face a Cowboys team that's riding high after, to quote Michael Irvin, a perfect game dominating the Vikings. Both teams 7-3. Now, going into today, the Giants' run offense has been near elite this season, averaging the fourth most rushing yards per game and rushes of at least 10 yards, while Dallas's run defense ranks towards the bottom, ranking 26th in rushing yards per game and 27th in yards per rush. Doggy, I'm starting with you. Who needs this one more?
I think the Giants do, only because based on the schedule.
Okay.
Dallas loses this game, their next two games at home, Houston and the Colts. So you figure they can win both those, that gives them 9 wins. The Giants' schedule is a lot trickier. Remember, they have not played the Eagles yet, and they have 2 with Washington. They also have to play at Minnesota. So the Giants need every possible win they can get, because to get to 10 minimum, that's a hard schedule for them. They're all banged up. Their offensive line is sick. You know, they have no receivers. Dallas has lost 3 Thanksgiving game day games in a row. You know, they lost last year to the Raiders. 38 million watched.
Yes.
Raiders beat them in overtime. So I think it's, a very hard game for the Giants. And here go the other way, maybe. But I think the Giants, from a standpoint of getting to 10, making a postseason, have to have the game.
Well, you're wrong. But what else is new? Happy Thanksgiving.
By the way, I can't have a good morning.
You're wrong, but what else is new? I mean, here's the deal. We have to put things in this proper perspective now that we've reached the second half of this NFL season. Mm. No one expects anything from your New York Giants. They're playing with house money.
Because of the injuries?
I understand that. But the point is that when you look at the New York Giants, the reality of the situation is they came into this season. That's why Dable was a Coach of the Year candidate and remains to be a Coach of the Year candidate, because the job that he's done is absolutely phenomenal, because minimal expectations were accorded to the New York Giants. With Daniel Jones as your quarterback, you don't really have a starting quarterback in a lot of people's eyes. You don't have a number one receiver. Shepard went down with injury. Saquon Barkley is pretty much the lone weapon that you have on the offensive side of the ball in a lot of people's eyes. And the fact of the matter is they've overachieved. So because they've overachieved, anything they give you, as long as they don't wet the bed and nosedive and lose like 6 of the next 7 or 7 in a row or something like that, you'll look at the Giants, and if they end up with 10 wins, you'll stand up and give them a standing ovation. If the Giants won three games the rest of the way, the Dallas Cowboys are the one with Super Bowl expectations. The Dallas Cowboys are the one with Dak Prescott. They're the ones with CeeDee Lamb. They're the ones with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. They're the ones with Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Tavon Diggs. They're the ones with this crew that Jerry Jones has declared publicly is a Super Bowl contender, a team with legitimate Super Bowl expectations. So when I look at it from that perspective, imagine if they went on the field today and lost to the New York Giants on their home turf on Thanksgiving Day. Just imagine that. And also, let's take this into consideration. We got questions as to whether or not they're going to beat San Francisco or Philadelphia, period. Well, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, don't you want a home playoff game? Don't you want Philadelphia and San Francisco to have to come back to Big D, to AT&T Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry's World? Even though you lost to San Francisco there last year, you'd want another shot at them on your home turf instead of having to go on the road, because they ain't going to be the Minnesota Vikings. You ain't going to San Francisco and Philadelphia and doing to them what you did to Minnesota this last week. All of those things to me elevates the level of culpability and responsibility and urgency attached to the Dallas Cowboys. They've got a pretty weak schedule compared to that of the New York Giants, no doubt, doggy. But I look at them and I say to myself, you know something? They want a shot at winning the division and getting a top seed. Winning today is a must if you're trying to do that.
Well, he's not wrong. Stevie's proper. If they want to go out there and try to win the NFC, they probably got to have a chance to still catch Philadelphia, and they play them Christmas Eve in Dallas. But I can't evaluate the Giants, Stephen. Well, they're not supposed to be 7-2 anyway. Dable's done a great job. So now we give them a standing ovation because they gave you a good effort. I can't do that. They were 7-2 down. When they were 7-2, did you think they can get the 10 games win? And
yeah.
Give them a yes, you did.
Absolutely.
Well, now they lost to Detroit, so now they've lost their little parachute.
Yeah.
They've lost their cushion, so they got to make up for that loss. And that's why today, although it's an impossible game, that's why today, if they ever got it, they'd have the edge on Dallas, and they have a scenario where they should be able to win a couple of more, maybe even three, and get into the postseason. If they lose today, there's a good chance that they won't even make the playoffs. Dallas is making the playoffs anyway. So if Dallas is making the playoffs, regardless of a winner or loss today, and the Giants may not, how in the world could it be a bigger game for the Cowboys?
Well,
understand?
See, again, because to me, you're not expecting much for the New York Giants. Listen, we're looking at Darius Slayton, right? This kid, Darius Slayton, I'm looking at his numbers, okay, right here. Do you know he's the Giants' leading receiver? The leading receiver on the New York Giants, 10 games into the season,
has
413 yards.
Yeah, that's terrible.
On 24 catches.
24.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. The fact of the matter is you look at the New York Giants and you simply don't expect much. That's all I'm saying by that. You don't expect much. Anything they give you, you'll take and you'll be happy with it if it ends up being a W. If the New York Giants ended up going 3-4 over their last seven games, you're going to look at them and say, wow, what a season. They ended up 10-7. Wow. That's what you're going to do. That's unacceptable for the Dallas Cowboys. It's unacceptable for them. That's the angle that I'm taking. And by the way,
that's not a bad angle. I understand.
I love how you love looking at Molly when you know you talk.
Well,
It's not going to help you.
You're wrong, okay.
Doggy.
What are these teams? What are these players supposed to, you know what? Well, we're not supposed to be 7-2, so let's not win.
No,
that doesn't
make any sense. I'm just saying that everybody
expects. He has no faith any longer after that Detroit loss.
Yeah,
after all the injuries.
They got spanked by Detroit, by the way.
It was a bad game.
But do you have any hope?
Lions are good, though.
Wait, do you have any hope that Saquon could go off?
No.
The only hope.
You know why I don't?
The only hope.
I don't, because they have nobody to throw the ball. So he's a good defensive coordinator. So what Quinn's going to do is he's going to put six or seven guys at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to take Barkley away. All right, Daniel Jones, you beat us. I'm not letting Barkley do it. That's what the Lions did. He only had 22 yards rushing against the Lions. So if he didn't do anything against the Lions, isn't Dallas going to take the same page out of it?
I totally agree, which, again, adds more pressure. Because imagine if Saquon Barkley still managed when you know they ain't got much of a passing attack, when you know the plan should be, go ahead, Daniel Jones, go ahead and beat us. And you still let Saquon Barkley go off. You let that happen. I mean, that is an indictment against that run defense that has already been indictable on numerous occasions this season. That's the key.
I understand. And, you know, they're not going to allow that to happen. And Dallas is favored to win by, you know, 10 points. Right. They're probably going to win games. The thing I have an issue with him, you know, what are you going to tell an NFL football player? Hey, guys, you've had a good year anyway. You're going to probably not win more than 10. We're injured. Who cares if you lose? Nobody looks at it that way. These are professional athletes. They don't go in there and say, the game's over. We got no chance.
See,
we're lucky if we go 10 wins. That's a ridiculous argument.
Molly. See, here's where Doggy loses. I happen to be a fan of Mad Dog Radio. I happen to be a fan of this man, Mad Dog Russo. You see, I listen to him a lot. I can't count the amount of times over the years I've heard this man say, who cares? I mean, nobody expected anything from them anyway. I mean, nobody expected them to lose. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, I got 3 hours, so I guess I have an obligation to talk about this team. But the bottom line is, nobody expected them to win anyway. Everybody knows the Giants aren't going anywhere. Forget about them. It's about the Cowboys. That's exactly what this man would say. He's done it on numerous occasions with numerous teams over the years. He didn't lament a loss from teams who were expected to lose. He didn't lament a loss from a team who were expected to be ineffective and inferior to another team. What he focuses on are the level of expectations that come associated with a championship caliber squad. The Dallas Cowboys are the story today. I expect them to win. So do you. The big story will be if they lose. If they win, we're going to say, they were supposed to.
You know what he's doing, don't you? He wants to pick on me with the little Mad Dog Radio nonsense. You know what he's doing?
It's not nonsense.
He wants to sit there and he wants to go crazy and put the jinx on the Cowboys. Oh, the Cowboys are going to win.
I feel like I'm a pawn right now between the two.
And the Giants are going to, he wants the whole world to think, well, I told you the Cowboys are going to win, so what difference does it make? So if they ever lose.
I only did that a couple of weeks ago with Green Bay.
But then he's here tomorrow and he says, how do you lose the Giants? They're injured, they're hurt, they stink, the running game, they can't throw the ball. So he plays at both ends of the
Are you a believer in the Cowboys, though? Because there's
yes, of course I am. Yes, I am.
And that dominated against the Vikings, but do you need to see them dominate today?
No, Cowboys
to be a believer?
Cowboys got a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Cowboys.
I said that in September.
Molly, he did say that. I got news for you. Yeah. The Cowboys are very good. The Cowboys do have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. They're one of the top five teams in the NFL right now. It is undeniable. But as I always say, just be patient. What can go wrong will go wrong. They will fall. Maybe not today, but it's coming. And you know what? Unlike years past, Cowboy fans know it because they know that video that I play of them crying all the daggone time when they cried after the loss to San Francisco, when you saw people crying, grown men and women looking like they just lost loved ones and stuff, crying.
It's cathartic.
Crying.
Let those
you understand
out.
What I'm saying? Now, yeah, it was cathartic. But you know what? I hold on. I still have that video, and they know it.
Oh, my God.
Those Cowboy fans out there are sitting there going like this. Damn it. He makes me sick because he's right. I'm just being patient. It's coming. Make no mistake.
Before we go to break, for my historian, do you know the last time the Giants and Cowboys played on Thanksgiving?
It's been a long time. I'm sure.
Take a guess.
77.
92.
Are you ready for this?
I taught you something.
Are you ready for this? I don't care.
Okay. Coming up, it's a holiday, Stephen A.
Yeah, I'm
just
saying.
Try to be nice.
Very good move. I'm just saying,
I didn't care about that. There's a turkey and a runner on our table. Jeez.
You know what?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Let's get to today. How about those Detroit Lions, who are always a staple to play on Turkey Day, but this year, it's a different story. They've won three straight for the first time in five seasons. Dan Campbell doing a heck of a job. Their star rookie on defense, Aiden Hutchinson, becoming a household name, and they're currently second in the division behind the Green Bay Packers. This season, the Lions' defense has shown it can be among the league's worst and the best units. Through their first seven games, they allowed a season-high 32.1 points per game. Over the last 3 weeks, the Lions are allowing the ninth fewest points per game at 19 per game, on top of forcing seven turnovers, which is the most in the NFL over that span. Okay, Mr. Smith.
Yes.
See, that turkey goes every time before you speak. It's for you. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
The Bills on upset alert.
Yes. No, I don't think so. I want to give the Lions credit.
Okay.
From the standpoint, I like Dan Campbell. I like him a lot. And I look at their personnel. They've got some athletes on their squad. Mm-hmm. They got some guys who can go after it. I applaud them because even though they're 4-6 on the season, they don't play like a team under 500. They go after it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And a lot of times you find them in a situation where they make mistakes in the second half and they cost themselves. But it's really – they don't play cautiously per se. They go out there, Dougie, trying to win.
Absolutely.
And I give them a lot of credit for that. However – let's pump the brakes on giving them applause for their defense. They held Green Bay to 9. They held the Giants to 18. All right. Outside of that, they gave up 38, 27, 28, 48, 29, 24, 31, and 30. So let's make sure that we understand there's nothing elite about their defense statistically. They're ranked second last defensively overall. They're ranked third, dead last in points allowed. Dead last in yards allowed, 28th in the league against the pass, second to last against the rush. There is nothing to brag about in regards to the Lions.
Over the last 3 weeks, we've seen a huge improvement.
I mentioned that two of them were against the Green Bay Packers offense that was struggling miserably until they went up against Dallas, and a Giants offense that, let's just say, can be offensive from time to time. So the bottom line is that when you look at that, here's the deal. You're the Buffalo Bills. The fact that the AFC East is looking the way that it looks. The Jets have been Zach Wilson. There are people making the argument that the Miami Dolphins are a better team than the Buffalo Bills, who were the prohibitive favorites to come out of the AFC this year into the Super Bowl. And New England's above 500 as well. You look at the records in the AFC East, then you combine that with what we've seen from Lamar Jackson, how Cincinnati is coming, and Ja'Marr Chase just returned to practice this week. And then you look at what Patrick Mahomes is doing, okay? And you look at what Tennessee is doing. Buffalo recognizes it's time. We can't mess around. They're supposed to handle their business against a team like the Detroit Lions. If you are what we think you are, I think they know it. And that's why I don't have them on upset alert. I'm not concerned about the Lions at all, although the Lions do play tough on Thanksgiving.
Can I play the history card for a second?
Sure.
Sure.
60 years ago today.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Is this supposed to mean something to us that this is going to be relevant for today?
I'm listening.
Lombardi.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Lombardi.
Oh, Lord.
Took Green Bay into Tiger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They were 12-0, 11-0. Okay. Guess what happened?
What happened?
13 sacks Thanksgiving.
Right.
23 Lions, 14 Packers.
So I just want to be sure. I want to make sure
that
audience is clear. I want to make sure.
I just want to know how this is relevant.
I want to make sure.
May I continue?
Just waiting for the connection.
May I continue?
60 years ago, they gave up 13 sacks. That's what you just brought up.
That was a great Packer team. Mm. This Lion team is going to do the same thing.
Oh, Lord.
They are going to beat Buffalo today.
You're picking the Lions?
I sure am. They have played. They can score. Buffalo's penchant for keeping these teams in games. Okay. Minnesota down 27-10. The freaking Browns scored two touchdowns in the last 4 minutes last week and had a chance for the onside kick to come back and tie him at 31-23. We all know what Green Bay did in Buffalo. They covered on a late touchdown. Yeah. Lions have life. They've lost a lot of games in a row on Thanksgiving. And Dan Campbell can get you to run through a wall. So Dan Campbell's little pregame speech right around now. And he turns first takedown for a sec and puts on his little pregame speech in front of his players. He can say, listen, we've won three straight and nobody believes in us.
Mm-hmm.
They all think we're a bunch of frauds.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there on Thanksgiving, and we're going to show the world that we have arrived.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
You
got this smirk on your face because you know what you just said was utterly ridiculous. And to give that turkey dialogue, it's appropriate, a turkey dialogue on Thanksgiving morning. I don't know what the hell you thinking. Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, I know those brothers could play. Please don't get me wrong. But the bottom line is that you got Jared Goff behind center. You're the Buffalo Bills. I would remind you, this is a top five defense overall, top 10 against the run, okay? I don't anticipate that this is going to happen. And by the way, speaking of Dan Campbell, who I like him. I'm a fan of his, but I've heard better motivational speeches. I mean, I can name a multitude of individuals that have given better motivational speeches. So let's not act like this dude is the renowned orator of the 21st century, okay? Just stop it, all right? The fact of the matter is they're 4-6 for a reason. Now, I understand they're getting a little bit better. And I expect them to, yeah, that's right. I expect them to be competitive. I know it's tough on Thanksgiving Day because you got a noon game. People probably snuck in some turkey before noon. Lord knows this is the kind of stuff that happens with football players. Some of them are very, very greedy. But in the end, they're going to eat up the Lions more so than they're going to eat up the food. They're going to say that for later. Buffalo is a superior team, and I believe they will handle their business today in convincing fashion, particularly in the second half against the Detroit Lions.
Jared Goff will go crazy. 34-27, Detroit.
Ready?
On Thanksgiving.
Wow. I got Bills, 41-27.
Okay.
Got a lot of points.
See you tomorrow.
We agree at the
over. Buffalo favored by 9. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. And we've got the debate of the day as we head to Minnesota. The 8-2 Vikings host the 6-4 Patriots as the late game on your Turkey Day slate. Now, last week was a tough game for the Vikes, losing 40-3 to the Cowboys at home. Kirk Cousins sacked a career high 7 times, on top of the loss being the second worst home loss for the team, behind a 56-14 defeat against the St. Louis Cardinals in October 1963. I did that for you, Doug.
Yes, you did.
Star receiver Justin Jefferson described the beatdown as embarrassing and a disaster all around. Stephen A.
Yeah.
Will the Vikings bounce back from their blowout loss to the Cowboys?
They could, but I don't believe so. I lost all faith in Minnesota. It's just one regular season game in a lot of people's eyes. I don't look at it that way. You know, as a guy that spent so many years being a reporter and a columnist before I was doing this, I pay attention to moments. Moments when you're called upon to step up and answer the call to legitimize who people believe you are. And that moment for me, for the Minnesota Vikings, was last week. I'm not talking about a loss. I'm talking about a butt whipping. They got spanked mercilessly. They were embarrassed by the Dallas Cowboys. 40-3 on your home turf. 40-3. Justin Jefferson, we talking about him, the star that he is, and you get limited to 3 catches for about 33 yards. Dalvin Cook couldn't do but so much. Of course, Kirk Cousins was slaughtered because he had no protection, and they were all over him against that vaunted pass rush. I get that, and I also get that everybody's not the Cowboys. My problem is, if you're the Vikings, there's a moment to stand up and validate who the hell you are. And they passed in embarrassing fashion. Now, New England doesn't have Dallas's offense, and I don't expect their offense to do much damage. But that defense is real, and it's incredibly experienced. And I think that they have the ability, coached by Bill Belichick, to befuddle, at the very least, a Justin Jefferson, a Kirk Cousins. And so it would not surprise me at all if New England won this game today against the Minnesota Vikings. But win or lose, I had my doubts about Minnesota because of Kirk Cousins, I have even more doubts today after that spanking they suffered against the Cowboys last week.
I guess Steve did not put on a game the week before when they won at Buffalo.
Yeah, they should have lost that game.
Well, they won.
I watched it.
Nobody's interested.
The snap. Should've, the snap.
Yes. Yeah, they won the game.
On. They should have lost.
They were down. They got lousy calls. The officials gave them the field goal.
Buffalo got lousy calls, too. Don't give me that.
Well, how about
there's a whole bunch of stuff.
How about Gabe Davis's catch, which they called a terrible call.
That was a terrible call.
And they had 12 men on the field when they stopped Delvin Cook.
Oh, he was running up the field. I mean, his backside and his heel was on the field. He was running off. I mean, come on now. You want a penalty for that? See, you want to win by any means. You're willing to cheat even if it you sound like that, doggy. You're even willing to.
They were down 27-10 in Orchard Park, came back and won the game, and you're going to, which is the week before, it wasn't a week three, and now you are going to avoid that game, not even mention it, and then you're going to say, well, I saw what I needed to say about Minnesota last week.
You got beat down.
Because
you got beat down, man.
They
got beat down. 40-3. 40-3. And they should have lost the Buffalo. You can't snap it behind center. You bobbled a snap and lose the game. Give up a touchdown. Give up a touchdown.
They got stopped the 1-inch line. You could argue the Cousin scored on the sneak.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I can't argue that. He did not score.
Well, you could argue. On the second push.
You could argue. You would be wrong. Oh, stop it.
Come on.
He was down.
You'll be so down in the Vikings.
I have
been down. Give them a little break. They're 8-2. They got the second best record in the conference.
And they're going home.
And they got a great quarterback. You never.
A great quarterback.
He is had a great year.
A great quarterback.
He's damn good.
That's Michael Irvin's MVP pick right there.
Excuse me?
Michael Irvin's MVP pick. Right there,
I mean, the hell with Michael Irvin. You understand what I'm saying?
Swag
I want to hear what he has to say.
Swag
I want to hear this.
Yes,
we the boys. I don't want to hear anything from Michael Irvin right now, okay? I'm not dealing with him right now. I got to deal with this man across from me. Don't talk to me about greatness. Don't you ever say greatness. And Kirk Cousins in
Kirk's
the same sentence
never beat
again.
The Patriots, though, doggy.
Well, he hasn't played them that many
He's
times.
Played them a couple times.
That's pathetic. That's what they're looking for support. I mean, stand on your own. Stand on your own. Be a man. Be a man.
Cousins is going to bounce back. Patriots can't score. Patriots on a short work week traveling. They were, by the way, before you go crazy on the Patriots, how'd they play against the Jets last week?
I didn't think they played.
They were awful. They kicked the field goals.
I understand.
I mean, the Jets should have won the game. That Salah punted. Zach Wilson got benched.
But who won the game?
Mac Jones ain't that great.
Who won the game? You're talking about Bill Belichick.
Offensively. But defensively.
You be quiet.
Defensively, New England will have something to say about the outcome.
I didn't think the game's going to be 40-30. What, the Vikings can't win 13-10? What, the Patriots are going to score?
Are you putting money on this one?
To keep him quiet, I probably will.
You see how he stuttered on that?
But here's what bothers me about him. Here's what bothers me about him. It drives me crazy.
Who?
He gives me a thing last week. Those games can happen. Teams get blown out. I just gave you the 62 Packers who walked into Detroit and got sacked 13 times. You can lose a game once in a while. They won 8 of 10. They beat Buffalo, the great Bills, who, by the way, a team that he picked to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Now, that game doesn't count well. They got lousy. They got break with the officials. Calm down.
They did get a
break. Calm down. No, they didn't. The guy pulled the ball. He was out of bounds.
Listen, Buffalo, I was very disappointed in Buffalo for blowing that game, but they blew it. They clearly lost that game. Minnesota didn't win it. They clearly – I mean,
Jefferson's catch.
That catch was a beauty. Are the Patriots making the playoffs? Our analytics are giving them a 30% chance.
Higher than that. That's ridiculous. Analytics? Who's doing that?
ESPN has analytics. We have an analytics team.
Does he run that down? I mean, 30%.
Team, they beat the Jets teams who's do gonna look at analytics.
Who is going to make
the schedule?
But hold on now. Time out. Do the math. Do the freaking math.
You do the math.
Who's going to make the playoffs in the AFC? San Diego's out. The Chargers.
Let me tell you.
I mean, who's going to make the playoffs?
San Diego doesn't have a team anymore.
Hold
so
on.
LA.
I'll tell you that.
Chargers,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I got Miami and Buffalo.
I'll give you those.
I got Cincinnati and Baltimore.
I'll give you those.
I got Tennessee.
I guess five.
All right, I got Kansas City.
That's six.
Okay.
You get seven.
Give me a seventh.
You get
seven
now.
They've already beat the Jets twice. They got tiebreaker. Thank you.
It's a very interesting point.
Thank you. At least I'm in a right for change.
Wait.
I have to admit, the dog, you got to run right. I'm right.
What are you saying?
They're going to make the playoffs.
Who's going to make the playoffs?
Patriots.
He's saying
seven. Look at that schedule.
Give me seven teams. You came up with six.
Look at this. Okay,
right,
so you got the Vikings, Bills.
Yeah.
You've got the Bengals, Dolphins, and Bills again.
Bengals is tough.
Dolphins.
Bills again.
Bengals are on Christmas Eve. That's going to be a huge game.
Don't
sleep on the Bengals.
I agree. But we're going to give the Bengals.
With the Jets schedule, because I got
to
see that.
Now, you want to go to the Jets schedule? At Minnesota, at Seattle, at Miami, at Buffalo.
You're taking the Jets over New England? That just
Well, New England already beat them twice, so
New
England obviously have the edge. So the Jets
know
have to be a game better than them.
You
New
know
England
I'm
will
right.
probably make the playoffs. And they will
but
probably,
let me hear it. Yes, sir. I got my right.
They will probably make the playoffs. Because the Jets and the New England will probably end up tied, and the tiebreaker goes to New England because New England beat them twice.
Okay. Is anybody else getting hungry?
I'm good.
I just want to thank Best of New York. You're not smelling the aroma.
I would like to say.
And the little cupcake bake shop, Sal, for bringing those for us.
You always claim you're hungry. Always. Always. I've never seen you when you have said, I'm not hungry. That's just a fact.
The girl likes to eat.
Okay.
You're allowed.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime.
It's one of the best parts of life.
It's not a crime. I'm just saying that you walk
in. We don't skip meals
you
over here.
You walk into work saying you're hungry.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't eat. You know, he's a canary. I never see him eat.
We have cupcakes in our face.
You never eat. I never eat. How about a toasted bagel with everything on it?
That's most mornings. That's most mornings before you see
me. Don't worry. He carb loads every day.
He has the
pancakes. He just needs a little more protein in his diet.
17-13 Minnesota. Low score.
17-13 today?
Yeah.
That's not an unreasonable score. I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to say 21-7. I'm going to say 21-20 New England.
Okay. There's our picks.
All right. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
What I'm getting into today, y'all. I'm going to give you my top five NFL Thanksgiving games of all time. Let's go to number five on the list, please. Give it to me. Bam! 2012, Washington at Dallas. Our colleague, RG3, in his rookie year, goes off on the Cowboys, all right? Going for 311 yards, four touchdowns, led Washington to quarter touchdowns and a 28-3 lead at halftime. Cowboys tried to come back, of course. But, of course, they're allergic to success. Y'all do know that, right? So the comeback fan, Washington wins 38-31. That's my top five. Let's go to top four. Right here. Give it to me, please. Right here. 2005. Broncos versus the Cowboys. Why? Dallas outplayed Denver all day long. But that didn't matter. Why? Because what can go wrong did go wrong. Billy Cundy missed a potential game-winning 34-yard field goal with time winding down in regulation. So we got to go to overtime, right? Ron Dayne bucked off a 55-yard run, okay? Which sets up Jason Elam's game-winning field goal for Denver. They win the game 24-21. Isn't it beautiful? Thanksgiving is such a special day. Let's go to number three on the list, please. Give it to me right now. 1989, the Bounty Bowl. Remember that? Eagles head coach Buddy Ryan allegedly placed bounties on various Cowboy players, including place kicker Louis Zendeja. The Eagles spent the whole day bullying the Cowboys in what was the low point of a truly dismal 1-15 season in Jimmy Johnson's first year in Dallas. Eagles 27, Cowboys nada. I love it. It just gets even better. Let's go to top two on the list, please. Thanksgiving Day game. Give it to me. Has to be 1993. Dolphins, Cowboys in the snow and ice in Texas Stadium. Remember this? The Cowboys clung to a 14-13 lead with time winding down in the game. What happened? Pete Stojanovic attempted a 41-yard field goal, which was blocked by Dallas. Game over, right? Oh, somebody done told you wrong. Here comes Leon Lett, inexplicably tried to jump on the ball, which he failed to corral. The Dolphins successfully fall on it and kick a game-winning 19-yard field goal as time expired. Dolphins 16, Cowboys 14. Oh, that was a beautiful moment. But nothing beats number one on the list. Absolutely, positively nothing. to me right here, please. Bam! 46-36. Why do you say that? Vikings, Cowboys. The Cowboys chose not to draft the one and only Randy Moss, despite Moss's desire to play for them. Okay? So when the Vikings came to Dallas, Thanksgiving, he reminded Jerry Jones of why that was a big, very, very big mistake. He embarrassed the Cowboys, catching 3 touchdown passes of over 50 yards, putting on a show. The Vikings 46, the Cowboys 36, the second greatest receiver in the history of the National Football League, behind the one and only Jerry Rice, wanted to be a Cowboy, was in position to be a Cowboy, could have been a Cowboy. And the Cowboys passed. Wondering why they haven't won since 1995? Those are some good reasons.
You are a beautiful mind. You picked 5 Cowboys losses as your favorite Thanksgiving games of all time?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just a beautiful
thing. You know other teams play on Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it wasn't really Thursday night. It wasn't really Thanksgiving night games until a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And you don't expect me to lean on the Detroit Lions to bring up Thanksgiving Day games that were, you know, provided moments, do you? Of course not. So what about the Cowboys?
Why don't you be fair?
Okay.
And give them, the Cowboy fan watching you right now, throw them a chicken bone.
What's the chicken bone?
Or a turkey
bone. Why didn't you give him Clint Longley when he came off the bench, the only game he's ever played? That famous game against Washington, when he threw those 2 touchdown passes to Drew Pearson in 73.
I have no recollection. I have no recollection of that. I don't recall that. I don't recall that.
Show
I don't recall.
Highlights.
Well, listen, listen.
Come
that's
on.
When that's when the Cowboys were relevant. That's when they deserved to be called America's team. Roger Staubach was their quarterback. Drew Pearson, a future Hall of Famer, who should have went into the Hall of Fame a hell of a lot sooner than they let him in the Hall of Fame.
That's a good
All
point.
Of that stuff. And, of course, I'm never going to throw shade on the playmaker with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. And certainly
the
once
triplets.
My man primetime Deion Sanders showed up after beating them in San Francisco when Barry Switzer was their coach, and then he came back the following year and won the Super Bowl. But this right here I just felt was emblematic of the kind of things that have led to 27 consecutive years of ineptitude.
You are the
and
ultimate troll.
I think it's
the
important.
The ultimate troll.
I think it's tough.
Well,
I think
it's
guess
important.
What? We're going to see how your Thanksgiving's going to be today.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to First Take. It's time to serve up some Thanksgiving picks. Here we go. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, you are up. Really? Already? 10:54? Just going for it?
Hey, look. Red Velvet is right here. It was calling me.
Yeah.
It was calling me.
Calling
it was calling me.
What did I tell you? This man carbs up.
It's funny.
I had to answer the call. It's calling.
Oh, my goodness.
It's calling.
We got Bills Lions. Who you got, Chris?
I know it's a reach, and I know I'm asking a lot, but I can't pick the Bills to cover, so I'm going to go Lions outright. Buffalo 34. I'm sorry. Detroit 34, as I said before. Buffalo 27. High-scoring game. I'll take the Lions by a touchdown.
I just think it's important
to say.
You
need some water.
This is delicious. I just wanted to say that. It's delicious. Secondly, I got the Bills 41, Lions 27. Lions going to put in enough points to be respectable.
41.
It's going to be competitive in the first half. Bills are going to pull away in the second half. 41-27.
All right, Buffalo favored by 9.5. Next up, we got my New York Football Giants banged up. Heading to Jerry's World, Cowboys riding high, coming off that big beatdown over Minnesota. Stephen A.?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you watch Law and Order, but that's leading the witness. You're trying to lead us into picking the Giants. I just want the world to know that.
Was that, nothing was that a way better sell?
Objective about the way you set that up. It's leading the witness. But go ahead.
I was just speaking from my heart.
Yes,
it's
you
the
were.
Holidays.
Yes, you were.
So what do you think? Giants pulling off the upset?
No chance.
Okay. He's right. 27-6, Dallas.
27-6?
Wow.
No.
Only
Giants
six?
Can't score. They can't score.
I think that Dallas is going to win like 40-20.
Oh, that's...
40? What's give up with again? These high-scoring
That's
games?
A little much.
Thanksgiving. People are going to be stuffed, you know, because they know they're going to lose. So they're going to eat a lot. They're going to have enjoy themselves, have a good time.
They're not going to eat a lot before
gonna,
the game
be ready.
Dallas
gonna run, Dallas going to run them up out of there. Dallas going to run them out of there. The Giants just don't have enough offensive firepower. They just don't have enough. And the defense is going to be on the field entirely too much, and they're going to wear down, and they're going to score points in the second half. I think Dallas scores 40 today.
27-6.
Cowboys going to win the East?
No, Eagles will still win the division.
Very good. Very smart.
I'll give you that one.
Very good.
I think the Cowboys would be the fifth seed, yes, which means they'll play at Tampa first-round playoff game. That would be a good game.
I just want America to know that you...
Because Tampa will be winning the division,
see,
be the fourth seed.
I think they'll beat Tampa this year. They'll lose to San Francisco or Philly.
Well, if they beat Tampa, 5-4, they would have to play at Philly in the second round. They'll lose that game.
Should we let America know about your Super Bowl picks preseason?
I had Dallas and Indianapolis. Indianapolis took bad. Saturday couldn't bail me out last week against
Saturday's
the Eagles.
Saturday's doing a great job.
I love the guy.
Won that game versus the Eagles.
He should have won.
Listen,
he should have won. He got a score.
Oh, that's what we're doing now. You just got on me when I said Buffalo should have won. Now you can say they should have won. Now you can say Indy should have won. But a few minutes ago, you were saying Buffalo. What do you mean they should have won? They didn't win. That's what you said against Minnesota. But now you can sit there and say with Indy,
well,
they should have won.
I responded to your remark about how Minnesota was unfair to me. You weren't fair to him. You're never fair to him. And you hate Cousins.
I don't hate Cousins.
I don't hate anybody. I'm full of love.
I hope nobody else's holiday is like this. I hope it's calm and peaceful and loving.
Now, you know that's a lot. You know it's noisy in your household. I heard you talking to your sisters and your family.
Yes.
You're loud when you're in studio.
I will be there shortly.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay. Are we done with that one? Can I carry on?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Last but not least, we've got the Pats Vikings.
Was it 2.5?
Yeah, Minnesota by 2.5.
So
I just want you to know, Bill Belichick is the coach of the New England Patriots.
I know.
National stage.
I understand.
Some respect on his name.
Not only that, you got to give Belichick a big advantage today. He's coaching on a short week. Kevin O'Connell's first ever time on a 3 days thing, so that's a factor. Oh. I can't pick Minnesota by 2 because it's 2.5. So if you pick Minnesota, you got to have them covered because I hate when guys go out there and pick Minnesota and they don't have them covered. That doesn't work. So I'm going to pick Minnesota. As I gave you the score before, low scoring. Cousins makes a huge play late. Hockenson, a tight end. Jefferson makes a few plays. And that quarterback on his way to the MVP, 17-13 Vikings.
First of all, Kirk Cousins ain't winning no damn MVP. You scratched that. That ended last week.
He's in the candidate.
He wants them in the Super Bowl.
They ain't winning no damn. Listen, it's Thanksgiving. I'm trying to be nice. They ain't winning no MVP. Get his name out of there. It ain't happening. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to go reverse. I'm going to tell you that New England's going to be up. It's going to be 21-20. Minnesota's going to be driving.
I get it.
And Kirk Cousins is going to make a mistake.
Throw an interception.
That's going to sit. Or fumble. One or the other. It's an interception or fumble, and that's going to seal the deal.
A little butt fumble.
Yeah, we got to rush because Molly's trying to get home to eat.
Little butt fumble. You know when Sanchez ran into the game?
I just got to say, isn't Thanksgiving the best holiday? There's no pressure of the gifts like Christmas.
You're
with your family. You got a ton of football.
That's a very good point.
Eating good food.
I personally prefer 4th of July. That's just me.
4th of July?
4th of July, just me. It's just me. Now, family barbecues are 4th of July, the joint. There ain't no doubt.
4th of July is your favorite holiday? That is so random.
I love it. Love 4th of July. Because the weather's nice
and
beautiful.
That's terrible.
It's warm. It's not cold.
That is a terrible take.
It's warm. It's not cold. You're not stuck in
the favorite holiday, doggy.
You got it. It's Thanksgiving. 4th of July. He's nuts.
Nobody's
around. Traffic. Who cares about the fireworks?
No.
Get the fireworks.
Thanksgiving is the best.
Other fireworks. Family barbecue.
No.
Family barbecue.
You like NBA free agency. You like coming on TV from home. There's a big move that happened. You enjoy that part. And then you get to go on vacation. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.